A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samond UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It's a beautiful Monday morning, the middle of the month of July. It is my prayer for you that this month of July will birth great things for you. The month will not end on an empty note for you in the name of Jesus. I pray that this second half of the year will birth great things, will open major doors for you, that the goals you did not score in the first half of the year, this second half, you will score these goals and much more. The doors you knocked in the first half of the year that did not open, these doors will open for you this second half of the year. And this month of July will not end for you on an empty note. You will have something major to show for the visitation and the blessings of God upon your life this month of July. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that God will show you a token for good this month of July. You will see the token of God's goodness, the signs of the goodness of the Almighty God will be evident upon your life. Everyone will see the goodness of God upon you and will glorify your Father who is in heaven. Your enemies, your mockers, those who hate you, they will see the sign, they will see the token of the goodness of the Lord upon you and they will be ashamed. I am praying for you that God himself will help you this month of July. The Lord will help you this very week. The Lord will help you and you will be divinely comforted in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. It's a Monday morning, and we want to set the pace for our activities this week. I want to lead you to pray some prayers. I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. Your first prayer this morning is, Father, let the heavens open upon my life, upon my destiny, upon all my endeavors this week, the remaining days of this month and this year. Let heavens open upon me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Father, I pray that you will cause the heavens to open upon my life and destiny, upon all my endeavors this week, the remaining days of this month and this year. Let heavens open upon me and let your name be glorified in my life in the precious name of Jesus. You are the God who opens and no one shuts. You are the God who shuts and no one opens. Let heaven open upon me and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number 2, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I'd like you to therefore pray and say, Father, this week, let me obtain mercy. Let me find grace to help. Let help be available for me in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that this week and the remaining days of this month and this year, that I will obtain mercy. Let me obtain mercy anywhere I turn to today, anywhere I turn to this week. Let me obtain mercy anywhere I turn to the remaining days of this month and this year. Let me obtain mercy. I come to the throne of grace to provoke the mercy of you, the living God. Let mercy be released upon me, that wherever I turn to, that mercy will be my portion, that I will enjoy the mercy of you, the living God, and the mercy of men in the name of Jesus. I will not want help this week. Help will not be lacking in my life in the name of Jesus. I come to your grace, the throne of grace. Let your grace avail for me. Let your grace speak for me. Father, anywhere my name, my interest, my matter, and that of my family will be mentioned this week, let grace speak for us. Let the voice of grace be eloquent and be loud concerning us in the name of Jesus. Let grace speak. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your next prayer, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 18. Paul the apostle wrote and said, wherefore we would have come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. I want you to lift up your voice and pray that this week, this month, and the remaining days of the year, I will not be hindered. I will not be hindered. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that this week, the remaining days of this month and this year, I will not be hindered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will not be hindered. I refuse to be hindered. In the name of Jesus, my God and my Lord, I pray, Satan will not hinder me. Men will not hinder me. Nothing will hinder me in the name of Jesus. This week, I will not be hindered. My purpose will not be frustrated. My expectations will not be dashed. And your name in my life will be glorified. I thank you, Father, because it is done in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, Father, teach my hands to profit this week. Let everything I do this week produce results to the praise of the glory of your name. This is my prayer, O God, that this week you will teach my hands to profit, that I will record great profits than I have ever recorded since the year started. Teach my hands to profit, O God, and let everything I lay my hands upon to do produce result. Let there be results all around me this week. Your word says, I shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Lord, let me bring forth my fruit in season. Let my leaves not wither. Let whatever I do produce result, that your name may be honored and be glorified in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray that the Lord will be involved with you throughout this week and this month and this year. Father, be involved with me throughout this. Don't leave me alone. Be involved with me and let your presence go with me. This is my prayer, O God, that you will be involved with me in all that I will do this week, the remaining days of this month and this year. Be involved with me, O God. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me to myself. Be involved with me and let your name be glorified. Let your presence go with me. Let your presence accompany me in the journey of this week. Wherever I go, let your presence be with me. Let your presence go with me. Anywhere I go, anything I do, Lord, be involved and let your name be honored and be praised in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let doors open for me this week in that organization where I have been knocking. Let doors open for me this week in that institution. Let doors open for me this week in the name of Jesus. I take authority and I subdue the gatekeepers of glory. Gatekeepers, those who are holding on to the key of my place of elevation and advancement. I take the key from them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I dispossess them in the name of Jesus. Let doors open for me. Make room for me, O God, among the great. This week, make room for me. Advance me, O God, in the name of Jesus. And let me be divinely remembered this week. Let me be remembered for promotion. Let me be remembered for assistance. Let me be remembered for help. Let me be remembered for lifting. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, make it happen for me, O God, and let your name be glorified. I thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I declare again by the Spirit of the living God that heavens be opened upon you this week, that the God of heaven will get involved, will be involved with you in every aspect of your life and your destiny. You will not journey alone this week. His presence will go with you, and every door you knock shall open for you. The doors you have been knocking since the year started, those doors will open for you this week in the precious name of Jesus. The grace of God will speak eloquently on your behalf. Grace will speak for you. You will obtain mercy this week. Mercy before God, mercy before men. Everyone that sees you will look upon you with mercy. Your name, your interest, your document, your file, wherever it is presented this week, will receive mercy. Grace will speak on your behalf. Anywhere your name is mentioned, grace will speak for you, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. I declare divine advancement. I declare divine remembrance, divine open doors for you this week in the name of Jesus. I am praying that the Lord will give you something great to show this week. The remaining days of this month and this year, you will have testimonies to share and the name of the Lord will be honored in your life. You will not be barren of results this week. You will not be dry. You will have something to show. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will not wither. Everything you do will prosper. God will teach your hand to profit and to record great results. Nothing will fail in your hands this week. Nothing will die in your hands. And the name of the Lord will be honored. I declare this week to be your week of answers, your week of testimonies, your week of advancement and progress. It is your week of visitation. It is your week of laughter, your week of divine remembrance, your week of acceptance. No rejection for you, no failure for you. The Lord will dispatch his angels to meet with you this week. As you go, the angels of the Lord will meet you. They will defend you. They will open doors for you. They will fight on your behalf. They will bring good news for you in the name of Jesus. I ask for that angelic help be provoked on your behalf this week in the precious name of Jesus. I am praying angels of open door will accompany you. The name of the Lord will be glorified. No man is permitted to do you evil or harm this week, this month, and the remaining days of this year. No one will be able to harm you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause his banner over you to be raised high. And when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. It is your week. Go and bring your testimonies. His presence will go with you as you go out, and his presence will return with you as you journey back home. In Jesus' precious name. May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May the Lord remember your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. May he grant it according to your heart desires, and may he fulfill all your counsel. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Support Daily Impact. If this program has blessed you in any way, support. Support by praying. Pray for this program and pray for me also. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. You can also support financially. Your financial support can be sent to the Zenith Bank number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Mann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I'm Yemi Grace Mann Adeluju, wishing you a very fruitful and productive week. And the Lord bless you.